go. Sometimes as we move through a class, you'll find yourself in and out of consciousness. And it's fine to come in and out. Like I believe it said, never have we done so little and become so tired. Because we're paying very close attention to how we move. Just like in a restorative yoga class, if you've been to that, you're practicing being in your body with awareness, not a turning off, a turning and a tuning in, so that you can learn. And we work on the floor so that you get a sense of yourself in a different way than when you're standing. So on the floor, feel for yourself the places where you're heavy and where you make contact with the ground. And there may be some that come up right away. For many, it's the back of the head. Might be behind the shoulders, somewhere behind the pelvis, the back. And parts of your legs will also make contact more deeply than other parts. So feel your heels, your calves, the backs of your thighs, which may or may not meet very clearly. And if your hands are resting on your chest and that's the most comfortable place, leave them there. If it's okay for them to be out, sense how you rest your hands at your sides and how you hold your hands. Palms up, palms down. No need to correct anything. And your sense of one arm length, even the width, the sense of heaviness, and if there's parts of your arm that are on the floor and not on the floor, notice that, and compare with your other arm. And slowly, without looking for the end of the movement, seeing what it's like and finding a nice, easy quality, begin to roll your head a little bit to the right and see where that is clearly very easy and where it becomes a little bit not so easy. And then the other way. So you're sensing how much is available simply. Yeah, and that's right. If you have something under your head, it's a good time to take that away for now and come back to the middle. So you're not striving for an end in this process, but really seeing where is the quality of the movement simple and easy, and where can you breathe easily with it? And the moment that you sense resistance, you notice that and you come back slowly to the middle and go the other way. Not holding, not stretching. Rolling one way and then the other. Not stopping, not stretching. Yeah, I know. It's different. Not looking for the end. Good. Once you find the easy place, the place where it's really sweet and soft, it's usually about 3 or 4 inches, no more, begin to sense where else in your spine you're aware. Probably you sense easily the neck vertebra, down in possibly into your chest, or could be an echo of the movement, continuously moving. Yeah, really slow, really continuous. Sometimes you can feel it down, even through the center of your abdomen. And then let that go. So we move a little, we rest a lot. We move a little. Notice for yourself just from doing that. Yeah. a settling might happen. And I may come and I can stand or sit on behind you, but can you tell me if you can hear me okay? Can you hear me all right? Okay, all right, super. Slowly stand your feet and bend your knees. And you want your feet like where they will hold themselves up pretty well. Knees apart, feet apart, nothing propped. And in the same way that we explored the turning of the head, it's a slow movement where you're not looking for the end of the motion, feeling where the movement can be easy and where you can let more tension go. Begin to slowly bring your right knee a little inward and a little out, and nothing else moves but the knee this time. So for just now, it's a very quiet movement. Yeah, a little bit in and a little out. Yeah, so not moving the hips, not moving the abdomen, just the knee. So there's this ball joint inside the hip that we've talked about. And it's roundish, and it's surrounded by some of the biggest muscles of the body. So sometimes we can move it just a tiny amount and have it be very smooth. And then allow your breath to soften and see what tension elsewhere you can soften to allow the movement to occur. Just be really clear that your hips are not really moving. And then pause. You felt where there's a place where you take your knee out to the side and it would take a lot more effort to bring it back. So find a place where you can take your right knee a little bit out to the right and keep it there without a lot of work. And then begin to press into your left foot. This is a puzzle, so it's okay. Press into your left foot and begin to roll your hips a little to the right, helping your knee go down, helping it come back. Yes, it's a rocking, yeah, that's right. It's really weird. And you press into the left foot, and the left knee kind of goes towards the left toes as you find this rocking coming back. Not a big movement. And it does translate all the way up. So no matter how large or small the movement is, when you press into your left foot, the knee comes this way, and you begin to, yeah, like, and then, and you can see how far you can bring your right knee down. Maybe your right knee goes all the way down. There might be a point where you realize you hold the right leg up. Yeah. Remember that left knee will stay. This is like something we've done before, isn't it? To bring this knee this way. Yeah. Remember?
Yeah, you remember that.
Changes with how you meet the floor, how you are sensing your legs, your hips. And throughout the lesson, Make sure you take rest when you need them. And rest, you might need a rest because you get really tired, you get antsy, you lose your attention, whatever it is. Sometimes people will get frustrated or they just kind of go off in their heads. Take a rest. It's your body telling you, oh, I need to reboot a little. And then slowly stand your feet. Bend your knees again. And revisit the first movement that we did with the knee. The slow drawing inward and outward with the same foot, the right leg, seeing how it is now. Looking for a change in the quality of the movement. Yeah. This time you can keep your left leg pretty still. And your right knee comes in a little and out a little. Yeah. Yeah, left knee still. Good. And pause. And see what this is like on the left leg to take your left knee only. Right knee stays still. So there's two ways we can do this, right? We can, and it may be completely different. We can let everything go to one side, or we can isolate in the hip joint. And you can try both and see what that's like. So try taking everything to the left a little, go slow. Everything could drop to the left. And of course, there's a point where it's hard to come back, so be mindful of that. It's one. So that's coming from your hips and your spine, right? You feel that? Yeah. And a little bit in the joint. Okay, good. And now pause and just do the left knee. Just a few times. In and out. Ah, yeah. It's really different. Lovely. And then when you're ready, either take a rest and then come back to this, or take your right knee a little bit out to the right, not so far that you have to hold it up a lot, and then play with pressing down into, wait, so it's the left knee, isn't it? Okay, sorry, didn't mean to confuse you. Left knee out to the left, and you press down into the right foot, sending the right knee over your right toes a little bit as you let your knee go out to the left. So it's a bit of a puzzle. There's an extending of the front, like lengthening in the abdomen. Only one knee goes to the left, and one knee stays pretty much where it is, and everything else rotates. And we do that. Nice. Now remember the other piece, which is that everything above can help. The ribs and the breath can help. The jaw doesn't need to be so together and can soften your attention, right? Yeah. It's like, wow. Listen for changes, but also give yourself time to simply rest your attention, to not focus. And if you're willing, bend your knees and stand your feet, but this time we'll take them wider.
No, I'm not going to tell you how far exactly. Once you feel what we're doing, you may want to adjust a little and you can see. Listening first, with the intention that you're feeling for the process of the movement and that it's reversible, so you go only so far and then you would come back, we'll tip the right knee inward and then back up, and then take the left knee inward and back up. Yeah, so you might want to, if it feels good for you, have a sense also of tipping inward and reaching the knee a little bit in a downward way, like away from your nose. Yeah, and it's just if that feels good.
The other leg is
The other leg can do whatever you want it to do. You have complete permission to do whatever you would like to do that will help make this sweet and easy and interesting and comfortable for you. And that includes softening your hands and your jaw, making it really small, rolling your head. Lengthen your legs. And just for curiosity's sake, roll your head a little bit one way and the other, just to remind yourself that you have a neck. So remember, not looking for the end, you're looking for the place where it's kind of smooth and clear. Sometimes, if we go really, really slow, we'll get the truth, right? We get that place where there's a doot, 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 doot. Or we really can hear the spot where it says, oh, yeah, I don't really want to do that. You could make me do that like you've been making me do that all the other times. But right now we're on the floor. You don't have to make me do that. So you can stop and go back to the floor and rest for a minute. Where you'll want them to be, that's not so far up towards your nose and not too far down towards your abdomen as we do it. But let this shape stay, so arms straight as you tilt your hands to one side a little. Keep the elbows straight and let them tilt one way again. And that's one shoulder will probably have to come off the ground at some point. It's a very strange thing. We don't usually show. And that's because it's in those spaces where you meet yourself doing something that is slightly unfamiliar that you get to find parts of yourself that are not currently engaged. You get these moments where you get to go, huh, what's that like? So your arms are totally straight and you almost might have a sensation of one shoulder and arm reaching upward, rolling you along your back to tipping to one side, and you come back to the middle, and your nose can follow. It doesn't matter how far you go. It does matter if you can breathe. Lovely. Now come back to the center, and rest your arms down for a moment, but keep your legs standing. can stay here while I talk you through what we'll do. So coming again with palms together, arms straight, only going to the left. We'll take this shape, your triangle shape, to the left only, and then take your left knee to the left, and then come back. Each part of it coordinated, so you start together, you find the place where you can keep your balance, and you come back to the middle. So the hands, the shoulders, the knee. And what happens with your right leg can help you find your stability. So your right leg is staying there, maybe even pressing into the right foot a little, and then coming back to the middle. That's right. The same speed that you go with is the speed that you return with. And each time is totally new, like there's a little change you could make somewhere in your system. You could soften something or go a little more slowly or a little more quickly. Lovely. And the next time you go over, find a place where you can stay and not fall, but you're over to the left and pause there. A place that's not all the way over where you can stay. Next. We'll do this breathing. Seesaw breathing, and for some of you it's familiar, some of you it's not. Inhale into the chest, and then exhale. And inhale into the abdomen. Yeah, it might make you cough too, into the abdomen. So you're alternating, once breathing into the chest, and once, on your next breath, breathing into the abdomen, expanding the abdomen, and then, yeah, that's right. Once into the chest, and once into the abdomen. And then it's like you have a balloon. Blow up the balloon into your chest, pause, hold your breath, and send the balloon down into your abdomen and back up into your chest. So you're expanding the abdomen and then expanding the chest, moving the air back and forth. Does that make sense a little? Clear as wood. And then release the breath. Come back to the middle and pause and rest. Hands rest, legs lengthen. Your triangle shape. Remember, you know, each time you find this turning of your upper body, you're welcome to change things a little bit and see if you can find a trajectory in a way of doing it as you go to the right that feels better. So we'll go the other way this time. So good question. Right with the hands and the head and the right leg this time. And then the left leg stays. This is a complex movement in the brain because on the one hand, you're rolling the spine, right? So your spine turns, and yet your left leg is steady. Your left foot is steady, and your left knee is steady. So really, you're rolling everything except your left hip joint has to do something. Yeah, you might have to lift even your left hip a little bit to help as you roll. The weight moves into the back of the right side of the body. Yeah, nice. Good. And your breath is even. Yeah, it's okay. You need to pause. your place where you can stay. So the right leg is out a little, the right hands are out, your head is turned. And soften everything you can here first. So what doesn't need to be working? And then the breath pattern is inhaling deeply into the chest, expanding in all directions, and then you exhale, and then you expand the abdomen. And if you expand the abdomen out in front, you may even feel a gentle arching, and then an exhale. Inhale, but expand your clothing in all directions, your own timing. You don't have to go in my timing. And then the abdomen expands, which is a pressing down a little bit of the diaphragm. And then if you would like to, if you need to rest, rest. But if you're willing, inhale, hold the breath. And it's like you have a balloon inside of you, and you take the balloon and you bring it down into the abdomen, and then up into the chest, like you're moving the air downward and then up. And of course, it's the muscles of the rib cage that expand and then press. Expand and press. Lovely. And then release that as you're ready. Come onto your back and rest everything. Bending your knees again once more. And hands again in your triangle. But this time, we'll move the hands right and let the head go left. So just the upper body with as much support from the legs as you need. Yeah, and it's small. And then you come back to the middle. And you go left with the arms and the head goes a little right. And you may notice it almost feels actually, if you make it small enough, it may almost be that you can keep your head in the middle and let your arms go one way, and that's already doing that, right? But if your hands go one way and your head stays in the middle, slowly, if you're willing, stand your feet. This lesson, this series, we're actually heading somewhere, just so you know. And the destination is not very important. It's the waking up of everything that we wake up along the way. You can feel that as we go, the little echoes that come along. So with your feet standing, bring your right knee a little in towards your chest with your hands. it's up to you how you hold your light. So the way that will take the least effort. And it's as though there's a little string connected from your nose to your knee. Begin to tip your knee out a little to one side and then inward a little. And find the coordination between the rocking out and inward and what happens with your spine and your head. And of course you can do it with this rocking of your whole body, and you can also do it just with the hip joint and the head. It can be very small. Yeah. Nice. Yeah. And then when you're really ready, try it with the other leg and compare. So pause, see what it's like to do that with the other leg. Notice how it's different. And if you're not sure how exactly, feel it on the other side again. Go back and forth. You don't have to do anything. Absolutely. You can just rest when you're ready. And you can rest any way you want. If you're feeling like you want to come off your back, you can rest on your side, you can rest your legs along. Michael, if you do that on one side, do it on the other if it's okay to do it on the other side too. Okay. Slowly bring your feet to stand and bend your knees. And this time, it's as though you're holding a big ball in front of you, like a nice round, soft, squishy beach ball. Yeah, it's in front of you and your hands will come up towards the ceiling. So you're pressing this ball to your chest and your fingertips will almost touch. Your arms will be soft, squishy. Yeah, really like there's a ball between you and your hands. Your palms will face you a little. Yeah, good to go. It's not an oval. It's a ball. Lovely. And then lift your knees a little up towards the ceiling, a little up toward in towards your chest if that's available to you tonight. So your feet come off the ground, bring your knees up, and now you've got the ball between you. You don't have to hold on to the ball except with your hands. Use the tipping of your knees to bring yourself almost to one side. You'll have to go really slow. So initiate a rolling. You're rolling, not twisting, but it's coming from your knees. It's super weird, I know. So your knees will probably have to be apart. And I'm not sure if that's really true, but try it both ways. Because what happens if they're together? Yeah. You can't really control your momentum, right? And then come back to the middle always. Okay. And remember, so let the knees begin, especially the outside knee. Yep, that's right. So we're rolling. And remember that feeling of the one knee tipping out and one knee staying a little up towards the ceiling. And that's going to help you find your way up. You're holding your belly a lot, so you can do it without muscles. We'll tell you, it's really not, no work. No work at all. Come back toward the middle and then keep going. It's just continuous. Yeah, and playful. And now soften your arms and let the ball become a little bit more squishy and let your arms help you too. So see what you need to do. One part of you maybe grows a little towards the ceiling, one side gets closer to the ground, and maybe you even come all the way down on one side and pause on your side. You go all the way there. How would you pause on your side? So keep going. Take a pause. Just keep going. And then come back up. How would you come back up? And how do you control it? So the key is to move your legs at different times a little bit. There's a little bit of that. Because, yeah, they come together in the end, and then one knee lifts, so one arm probably will lift. Yeah. And your legs being apart is what keeps you having to do it in your abdomen. Soft jaw. Your head goes with your arms. Yeah. And the next time you come onto your left side, you could pause and take a breath and rest, and then see how you get up with no momentum. How do you do it? How high do you need to bring your right knee up before your left knee will rise? Where is the place where you need your other arm to come? Good. And then take a rest. You may not need the pillow anymore at all, Rachel. I don't know. But try it and see what it's like. Less, possibly. So one of the things, Feldenkrais studied many, many things. He was a physicist. He studied osteopathy, he studied martial arts, he helped bring judo to the West. He was really interested in how are we able to mobilize ourselves in a way that is in integrity, that uses our whole self willingly. Like we're not leaving parts of ourselves behind and just going forward without them. And in a way where we could be powerful, but not because we're using all of our muscles, but because we're using ourselves in a coordinated, well-organized way that is in keeping with the potential of our body. And so this puzzle of how we roll is part of that. There's a way of doing this that requires no effort, or almost none. So find one more time if you're curious, but we'll really just roll to come to our side. So bring your arms up in some way. If you would like to roll to one side and then find the other side, that's fine. Pick your favorite side to lie on. And this is where you might want a little something under your head. A couple of those pads, you could slide them under the blanket. You could bring your blanket. So, a little padding. And Michael, you're welcome to do whatever you would like with this. Small, yeah. Nice. And with your knees organized right in front of your hips. Yeah, that's right. And of course, the blanket does move. But it's better than having a yoga mat. We stick to a yoga mat, sometimes we can't do everything in here. That's why we don't use it. So your top knee will begin to come a little in towards your chest, and then move a little away. And listen for everything else that can make that easier. So for the knee to come into the chest, there's a little rounding that happens, and maybe something with your head also happens. There may even be a little rolling or a curling. And then when your knee goes away from you, and you can just slide it on your leg, it doesn't even have to lift up. There's a little arching possibly, or an extending of the abdomen. These are movements we felt in the breathing in some ways, right? So when the knee slides along your lower leg, up a little, what do with your chest? Soft arms. And when your knee goes away from you, what do? It doesn't have to be big. There's an extending of the abdomen, a lengthening in the chest when your knee goes away. Does that make sense? And a curling in. So now, think about what would you do to bring your head to your knee? Yeah, be here, right? Yeah, so bring your knee in. Be here. And then how do you take your head back to your knee? That there's a connection, and it's not a structured connection, it's a solid, maybe a cord, and it goes from your nose to your knee. So it's the top knee, and it's your nose. And if your knee goes away from you, so it's a little different movement. If your knee goes away from you, your head will follow. And that would also mean your chest would fold a little, your sternum would come inward. So imagine that and begin to send your knee away from you and curl your head. It goes along with your knee. So you're just sending the leg away a little and then coming back to neutral. Okay, so if your knee is going away from your nose, then come back. You're really close. So there's two different moves. So right now, if you leave your head where it is and send your knee back, you can do that. Go ahead. That's what you're doing. That's great. So that's one way. And you're moving right now from where? Yeah, your hip joint. Great. Good. Now put your knee back on top. Now how about this? Bring your nose to your knee, but don't move your knees. What would you do? In some way, you would have to move your head. Right? So feel now that. Yeah. And now come back and rest. Good. Okay. So now, if your head is connected to your knee and you send your knee away, where would your head go? Your head is connected to your knee. You cannot move yet. Only the top knee, though, not the other knee. Yes. Yeah, good. And it doesn't have to be big. Yeah. And then come back to neutral. Now see if it's possible to leave your knee resting. I don't know whose that is, but it's okay. Does anybody know? So when you come with, I have an idea. Can we look? So Terry and Paulina come sit up and case it. Is it okay? So there's now lift your knee. Okay, now do it. Now take your knee down and leave your head attached. So right now she's doing a lot of work to hold her leg up. And she's got the idea that her head is connected to her, but it's not very clear. So see if you can let the leg rest so there's only really this impetus going downward. And then as you send, and then you come back and rest. Okay, now the other cool thing about these mats is that they slide. So trust that the mats can help you and curl. Curl, 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 curl. Yeah. So feel that. Okay, so when your knee goes away, you keep your head with the knee. Uh-huh. And two pieces that we usually do separate, and we're putting them together, usually to take the knee away, you would arch. And then the coordination of. Now, why would we do this? Rest of your life. You can try it. We'll get to why we would do it. Rest on your back for a moment. And except if you haven't tried this again, so try it one more time, maybe, and see if you can find it.
Okay, try the other side.
Nine.
Okay,
got it. Go ahead and rest for a moment. So the same side you were on if you're rolling. And be kind of curious, like how the heck would you coordinate that? So there's two things that happen at the same time. Your knee is going away and yet you're curling your body around. And the knee can stay on the body if it's uncomfortable. So okay, let the leg rest. So you just your foot can glide along the ground. It doesn't have to float up in the air. All right, rest here or on your back for a moment, and then we're going to come back to this side. Try describing it, and then you can play with it a little. Your head is still moving with your top leg. Your top leg can reach down, and you know this. Your foot can reach. You can lengthen the top leg long. Your head is going to follow along with your knee, and you would keep going, and keep going, and keep going. Where would you wind up? If your head went with your knee, your head doesn't stay on the ground. It would have to eventually come off the ground. And where would you go? I know. So here's the trick. You're going to wind up sitting. Now, how would you do that? Has something to do with letting yourself roll a little bit more toward your knee, curling, letting your leg lengthen on the ground. Yeah, that's pretty close. No, okay. This is not, this is, just so you know, this is supposed to be. So the idea is you go, okay, yeah. All right, both of you can come up and you can watch. Okay, head down and down. I'll go those down. This is a possibility. It's going to feel different. So her head goes with her butt. Leg stays on the ground. Leg stays on the ground. Less work, less work, less work. And you stay with O. You've got the goal in mind. She's like, I know where I'm going. I know where I'm going. Yeah. Okay. Ooh. Head down. Head completely resting. Elbow completely resting. Just relax and drags and drags and drags and drags and drags. Now the trick is
flip the skeleton.
Yeah, there's a couple of tricks. The first one is not lifting this leg. The moment that you lift this leg, now why would that make it harder? Try it. Lift your leg up and not try it. Why is that harder? So how do you not do it without that? You can roll. Yeah, you almost had it, but your timing was good, so now you can play with it without watching it. Okay, so rest back on your side, same side. It doesn't matter if you get there, and if you get lost, you can start at the top.
Is it too big to use your arms?
You'll find that you'll be rolling on the arm that's under you. You will have to. So if you bring your knees, yeah. So So if we follow here, I'm not doing it again, so I follow it. So roll. First as you're rolling down, leave this light on the ground. Yeah. Okay, now almost. So your head goes with this knee. So yeah, come back. That's pretty good. Now you can do it even less than that. Yeah, so start from here. Head drops first. Head drops, head drops, head drops. Elbow goes to the ground. Head drops, head drops, head drops. Yeah. And you've got to find the place. I know it's kind of fun though. Find the place where you can roll. Find the place where you don't fall to do it. So there's the roll and roll and roll and roll. And where you don't need momentum. And that's a timing. It's a timing issue. Yeah.
Just like pushing yourself off.
You sometimes, if you can get your head to stay down, you won't have to push yourself up. It's the head that is the thing that makes it hard to come up. So if you keep your head towards your knees and you really let your head go almost even on the ground, then by the time you come up, there's less. Now that's okay also. That's more work, right? So there's a lifting of the head. The real trick is to let the head be a pendulum and it hangs the whole way. It hangs until you're almost sitting. Yeah, rest. Let it go. Yeah. And then see what you found on your back. See what has happened. What's available to you in your breathing. How do you meet the ground? Because whether we find the trajectory that is the easiest one today, that's, you know, it's fun. The learning of the hip joints and the chest and the way we carry our head, that's there, whether you make it this time or not. We come back to the gentle rolling place, the place where your hands were up, your knees were in front of your hips, your feet were off the ground, you were rolling a little bit to one side, and coming back. Yeah. Let yourself separate your legs to roll. So one leg and one arm come closer to the ground until you find yourself rolling a little on your side, and then, yeah, and then you come back. This is timing too, right? Like there's this moment where if you get really round and you go very slow, you can balance in almost every single point that you would come to. And there's times when you just go over. Maybe the breathing helps. Slowly bring yourself to your second side, but let's begin from sitting. So from this side, you remember how to sit with your knees kind of akimbo. Begin at sitting. And we'll work backwards. Yeah, so you can do it. I know one of your shoulders is not your favorite thing, so if you want to be on the same side that you were, it's okay.
Gotta try the other side.
Yeah, okay, so then put your legs the other way.
Okay.
Yeah, great. And you don't need to watch, you just hear always. Because, you know, we watch to learn and then we go back and we're our own reference. And then we watch a little or we listen a little and then we come back, right? But right now, don't watch. So where you are, towards the knee, that is, so for you guys, it's your left leg. For Terry, it's your right. Bring your head down like you're going to kiss your knee. Go and find your knee. Yeah. The front knee. It'll be the one on your left for you guys. Just like you're going to, yeah, and then, yeah, nice. And then bring your, Terry, for you, is your right elbow. For you guys, it's your left. Bring your forearm down to the ground.
keep your head close to the ground. Your head is heavy as a pendulum. And then it's heavy. It's on the ground. It's right on the ground if you're lucky. And then you just keep rolling until you come to your side. Yep, keep going. Keep your head on the ground. Don't lift it up. Keep your head on the ground. Head keeps going, right? You're like, you're just bringing the head down. So here's the puzzle. Sometimes when one direction gets difficult, you can reverse into it and find it and then come up the way you came down to the best of your ability. So how did you do that? So the leg has something to do with it, but it stays on the ground. You can lift it. It just is hard. You can try it lifted and try it not lifted and see how it works for you. And of course, you can do it with counterbalance, I guess, too. Right? You can. So this one is just that you're, like, if you were have no energy left, you could roll around the So you would roll yourself a little bit. How did that go? You came down really nicely. How was it? You felt like you were falling. So let's see if we can find the beginning and the ending for you. So, to roll. So let's try. Okay. That's good. That was better. Easier? Yes?
Yeah.
Okay, so now. So how do you go? So bring your face. Bring your elbows and have a soft landing. Now keep looking at the ground. Now you're going to the right. So down to the ground, down to the ground, down to the ground. Rolling. There you go. Good. One will just be a little more work or less work. It's just a different way. So, yeah, if you ever have a sore neck, right, this is how you would come out of bed. You let your head be down as long as possible. Yeah, good. Okay. And then rest on your back. If you had Michael's had a Follow Christ lesson with me. Rachel's had a Follow Christ lesson with me. So at the end, oftentimes I bring people up off the table, and it's kind of like this, actually. I have some slides up over that. And it's so that your neck doesn't have to do any work. And the nice part about getting up that way is that if you've learned something different about carrying your head over your spine in this lying down position, you don't lose it on your way up. By getting up in a way that you habitually do, you can be heavy and soft and keep some of your learning for standing. So as you rest here, if you're ready to come up, you can come up already, Michael, that's fine. Roll your head a little to the right and left. Notice how far into your system you can sense your spine in this rolling. How the quality may be a little different. Feel the movement of it, right and left, and see how it is. Without stretching, looking for the quality. Nice. Maybe you check for what else you notice about the sense of yourself, how you meet the ground. You may notice
some differences from how you began your class. Notice your breath. And maybe you can find a way up that would use something you learned today. Maybe not perfectly, but I don't think we need to go for perfection. So a way that satisfies you. Roll a little, or come to your hands and knees, or what satisfies you as a way to come up. And bring yourself to stand. And stand off the mat on the floor where you have a nice hard surface. And pause. And notice how you carry your weight over your feet. Your sense of your height, how your arms hang, your sense of your breath. You can turn your head here a little, right and left, see what that's like and how you do that. And then slowly find your way and walk around the room. Feel into yourself, look around, notice how you sense yourself, how you see the room.